You're listening to KZFR 90.1 FM and KZFR.org. For a little bit of news and information you can use, I'm Matt Fidler. As I'm sure you're well aware of, we are living through this pandemic of the new coronavirus. While it's probably impossible to get rid of anxiety around all of this, you don't have to panic. Just take steps to not spread this virus further than it needs to go. We need to make sure hospitals have the capacity to treat those who get especially sick. So please avoid crowded places. Keep a distance of 6 feet from strangers when possible. And wash your hands before and after touching items you know other community members touch, like the walk button at intersections. The virus can live on metal surfaces like that for at least a day or more. But using soap and water to wash your hands is the best bet to stopping the spread of the coronavirus as it breaks down the molecular structure of this virus. All schools in Butte County, from elementary schools to universities, are halting in-person instruction through at least March 27th. This extends some school district spring breaks by 1 week, as in Chico Unified School District, which originally designated the period Monday through March 20th for spring break. Chico Unified School District announced Friday it will extend spring break by one instructional day to resume classes March 24th. The decision to keep in-person classes canceled through March 27th is to allow schools the necessary time to assess the needs of their communities and to develop a plan for providing support to students and their families. Governor Newsom has asked all bars, pubs, wineries, etc. to close during this pandemic. Immediately, Sierra Nevada Brewery and the Maltese in South Chico closed their doors. According to the Chico ER, the owner of the Tackle Box Bar and Grill in South Chico, Richard Peoples, said he would consult with his insurance before making a decision and asked who would pay him if the establishment is shut down. He was quoted in the ER article saying, "My PG&E bill runs $10,000 a month regardless if we're open or not." Now, pretty much all events that people may rely on to make a living off of are being canceled for the next several weeks. This is going to be financially rough on all of us, but especially hourly workers and tipped workers and those without sick and vacation days. So be safe out there, be compassionate for those who are going through all of this, and be careful. It's time for all of us to join together and cooperate to limit the damage to our Northern California communities. But we're resilient up here in Butte County in Northern California. We've proven that over and over again. We'll continue to be so. For KZFR 90.1 FM and KZFR.org, I'm Matt Fidler, reporting from Chico.